It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Sabres Live is presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Welcome into Sabres Live here on a beautiful Monday at the end of July. And yes, we are in studio. First time in 4 years, I believe, Dan, that... No, you and Paul Hamilton. Dan Dunleavy is on, by the way. Duffer is off for the next couple of days. You and Paul Hamilton came in studio to do the show while we were going to the draft in Vegas, Duffer and I.
Has it really been 4 years since you did Sabres Live in this studio?
Yes, because it was COVID, basically. So we did, like, as soon as COVID happened and we stopped doing shows in studio, we did everything on Zoom or on location, like at the arena or golf tournament. We haven't done, I haven't done a radio TV afternoon show, Sabres Live, in studio in 4 years.
So Bone and I started this thing all over again. That's
not
Paul's
the bone.
Nickname, by the way.
Not the Bone, just Bone.
Bone, Paul Hamilton. That's his name. Yeah, okay, well, good. I'm glad we started something positive for a change.
Yeah, no, this is great. I feel like these microphones are so much better than the one I use when I'm on the Zoom and from home.
Well, I agree, and that's why we're here. Because you've seen the camera on my computer.
Sometimes it has a little
shade. In the South Downs, I look a little shade. Well, it's great for not needing makeup, but I thought, you know what, I think we just look and sound better here. We feel more professional, even though we're not.
Yes.
I have a lot of questions for you today.
I did forget my IFB, so if you're watching on MSG, by the way, which we are on MSG and WGR 550, if I reach out to my right ears because this little headphone thingy keeps popping in and out because I wasn't prepared. I brought my computer, I brought a notebook, a pen, and that's about it. Forgot the IFB and the headphones and everything.
Truth is, Marty has been infected with some kind of alien gene, and it's like a millipede that keeps crawling out of his ear. So he keeps popping it back in.
It's like a bad 80s or 90s movie. Like when
whatever movie that was where they put that black centipede that crawls out.
I know what you're talking about. Yeah. And if you want to give us a heads up on the title for that movie, that's... on X,
can... I think I know that one. That wasn't the thing, was it?
No, it wasn't the thing because I would remember that. But anyway,
okay.
We'll keep scrolling down X. You guys want to hit us up with what's that movie where the black kind of scorpion caterpillar thingy comes out of it or whatever? So
I think there's a few shows like that.
That's a disgusting look to start the show today. But anyway, it is Monday. It is a full week of Sabres Live because last week we only did 4 days. The Bills training camp started on Wednesday, so we did not do a show on that
Wednesday.
So
you've not come into work for 4 years and you're working 4 day weeks.
Yes,
okay.
That's the way it goes. I may actually, I got to talk to producer Jeff. I need Thursday off this week, so I may do 4 weeks this week.
Gosh.
So got to travel to Massachusetts to go see my daughter at a horse show. So I'll do that
good.
On Thursday.
How's that going for her?
It's going great. She's enjoying it. You know, I talked about her. I've talked about my son being at West Point. And the other two are home, kind of just relaxing and chilling. So that's
West Point playing hockey?
Yes, he will. But right now they're in basic
just
training. I'm just going to
leave it
out. Yeah.
Because then I keep seeing the centipede crawling out of your ear.
He's going through basic training right now. So this is today's start of week four. They have to do 6 weeks. And we've only talked to him twice on the phones in 4 weeks. So, but he's loving it. We've sent him letters. He's been writing. He actually wrote us. They were in the field for 3 or 4 days. And he basically journaled. And then he sent us like the notes that he took and everything, which was really, really
cool.
You've
probably spoken with the audience about this, correct?
A little bit, you know, not in details, but just a little bit that he's out there doing his thing. But.
So, Wes, obviously that's a big decision to make. That's a big, that's a different route to go. What went
into
that
for him? Well, hockey was the leading decision
but
he,
it's a little different than... I'm going to go study, you know, kinesiology.
He's big into law and political science and everything. And obviously is, I don't know why for years, I've gone to West Point twice, once with the Flyers. And we talk about training camp. Bills are in training camp right now.
Right.
And with the Flyers and the Rangers, we did spend some time at West Point during training camp. Go for a couple of days, work on the ice, go in the gym with the cadets, everything, right? Go through and then it's the start of their season because they college hockey starts in October. So we went there in September. Right. They would have practice. We would have practice. We'd do video together and everything. So I went a couple of times, and I always thought, this is a really, really impressive program. Now, I get it. It's not Michigan and Notre Dame when it comes to, you know, the level of, I can't even say that.
It's, well, the marquee. It's like, the marquee, but, yeah.
You know, you wanna go to the NHL, you're gonna be more attracted to BU, BC, Michigan, right? Like those top end markets, Minnesota. But I do feel like this, for me, I always thought, hey, this is a great program, and I don't know if I had a child that would want to do it. Like, I think it'd be really good.
What do you like about it? I'm assuming structure. Some structure
is good. You know, just the network that you build and base off of when you go to an academy like the U.S. Military Academy at West Point and all of it. Now, it's not for everybody. So my daughter that we talk about, that Grace, that's 18, she is in New Hampshire and writing at a barn and working at a barn. She graduated a year early from high school because she wanted to do that. She wanted to immerse herself and not have to worry about study for a year when she's competing. And so, you know, at the end of June, they do a barbecue at West Point before they go in to their basic training. And the hockey coach there, Coach Riley, who's awesome, by the way, he looked over to my daughter, Grace, and he goes, hey, we have a good equitation program here if you ever want to come in. She's like, nope, that's not for me. So it's not for everybody, but Jacob's enjoying it, doing well. Kids are doing good.
I was going to say, so the first letter, did it say holy blank or did it say wow?
No, she just said nope with a big
no,
smile.
No, like, the first letter home. Oh. From your son.
From about him? No, it was more like because the first day they go there, it's a shock, right?
And that's why I asked, because as someone who's never been near that and often wished I did, but at, obviously at this age in life, I guess I could try it and just break down really quickly. But I'm so curious. You know, we're always curious about things that we didn't try at some point. And then you're going to get to kids, you're going to get to a point where you're going to run out of time. So for me, it's out of time. So I'm going to live through your son right now. So day one,
he said, I'm kind of doing the same thing because I always thought, but maybe I should have gone to play college hockey instead of playing junior hockey. Everybody that I played with and said college hockey was so great, the experience and the, you know, the life experience. I didn't have that, but it's my path was my path, right? Yeah. Everybody's got their own path. Yeah. His path is his path, but I
wanna... but you still had a regimented path outside of scholastic, everything else, while the rest of us are in school learning things like your daughter found out, I don't need this.
No, I
need
this.
No, I don't want to do it, So anyway, back to letter number one.
Letter number one was more like, first day was crazy. When I left, basically they have 90 seconds to say goodbye, boom, they get on, you know, through a door and they're on a bus going to, and he's like, you are basically have to learn now how to salute, how to march, how to pivot. Who do you say yes, sir, yes, ma'am? Who do you say yes, sergeant?
So as soon as you go through that door, they are on you and your disciplines are being
And they
installed.
Also try. It's like initiation, right?
Yeah, there's not a box of Timbits on the other side of that door.
And these like basically the people that are on the other side, some of them, a lot of them are juniors or seniors that are basically running and helping you through the paces. Well, it's like payback a little bit.
Sure.
Like they went through it as a freshman and they're like, come on in. Yeah. It's going to be good. So it reminds
me a lot which is a good motivator.
But it reminds me a lot of getting through training camp and an NHL season as a rookie and then as a second year or a third year. Know your place, know your spot, when you can kind of feel like you're in a place where you got it, when you don't got it.
See how your posture changed when you made that part of your comment?
I know, I got a little bigger, right?
You did. The shoulders went up.
I got to raise the microphone a little bit.
I'm with you. I feel like I got to.
You're in brownie spot. I'm in tasker spot, so I got
to
raise
this. But I was slouching, but now you've got me motivated to be posture.
So anyway, but like this has been a lot of my summer, a lot of trying to see like what he's doing, following on Instagram or on Facebook, like through their websites and trying to see pictures. It's like we're playing Where's Waldo every day. They'll post a picture of 1,200 cadets and we're going through them like, wait, is he here? Is he, oh, we found a picture. Here he is, right? And then we keep scrolling. So that's been my summer. How's your summer been?
Well, it's funny you say finding Waldo. You know when you watch international sports like Olympics or any soccer, whatever, on TV, and the costumes a lot of fans will wear more so on a you know, a European flavor. Somebody was dressed like Waldo, and I just remember Brenda sitting over beside me in the living room once. She goes, "I found Waldo." I'm, what are you talking about? And she just pointed the Olympic screen, and there was some fan dressed up like
we do have Waldo Mr. and Mrs.
That
Waldo.
That had nothing to do with anything, but I just.
At Halloween, at Sabres game, there's always this husband and wife that dress like Waldo.
Yeah.
And I made fun of them one time on TV, and their daughter hit me up on social media. It's like, hey, that's my mom and dad, and they love Halloween. Now every year they've come back with that. But last week was a big week for the Sabres. They signed Beck Malenstein to a two-year deal, avoiding arbitration, which left the Sabres with one arbitration case, which was Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen.
Yep.
They signed Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen to a five-year contract, so they're not going to arbitration with anybody. Only Peyton Krebs is without a contract right now, but he doesn't have arbitration rights, so that's going to take a little bit of time. What did you think of Luukkonen's five-year deal at $4.75 million per year?
I wasn't at all worried that they wouldn't get a deal done, first of all.
Yep.
And I don't know if anybody really was, but... For me, I'm going to tell you what, I was relating the story a little bit before we came on the air, but for Luukkonen, because I've heard some banter that, the dollar figure seems fair given where other goaltenders lie. For me, I guess Kevin and the team have to look at that and agents look at that. For me, I just want a guy that can play the position and who looks better every time he takes the net.
Mm-hmm.
In my mind, Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen did that, took those steps last year and earned this contract, being this is your first real contract where you've shown us what we want to see. We're going to reward you for that, and we're going to expect you to continue to reward us with the same progression in your play. If it was a three-year deal, at least in my mind, I like the fact that Ukko's camp gets a five-year out of this because when you step into a new role of this importance, and I can speak from having gone through it on our angle, right, as a broadcaster, walking into a market where the legend is here. And at first I was offered 3 years, and then you negotiate and said, well, I played Ukko's card a little bit. And I said, how about a five? Can we do five? And then everybody came to terms and let's do that. And my thinking was probably a lot like Ukko's, is that, look, I know I can do this job. What I need is the time for you to invest in me and I'll give it right back to you. Willing to learn, willing to get better, all of that stuff. So I think...
Not that we want him to have a bad start to the year, but... If you have a one-year deal and all of a sudden the first month of the season doesn't go well, it's harder to get back on the rails when you have a one-year deal. If you have a five-year deal, you can breathe and relax and say, okay, let me get back to my game, right? That's easier.
Yeah, and yes, that is the inner challenge. You've been there as a player. Mm-hmm. That's a challenge within you as an athlete. So the deal's done. That's great. Wasn't surprised. Very happy for Luukkonen to get that done. The next step for him, obviously, is to what you just mentioned. Everything that doesn't go your way, have you matured to the point, and I think he has, through growing with the team last year, just watching his body language, how he is around. We're not with the teammates like you were behind closed doors, but we see enough of how, as I just mentioned, when you sat up making a comment, your shoulders were back, your chest was out. I will suggest to you that early in Ukko-Pekka's career, he's kind of finding and feeling his way around the big
team,
right?
Even at the start of last year.
Right. You're kind of feeling, and there were a lot of reasons. You could go to surgery. Am I going to be as good as I was coming out of surgery? Is the team going to give me a chance? The
pandemic, he didn't play as much.
Now Devon Levi's in the mix. Offseason, now James Reimer's in the mix. All these things that come with the job, quite frankly. And every goaltender, you went through it, has to go through it. So
it was Craig Anderson. It was Eric Comrie. Yeah. There was a lot in the way. Absolutely.
Yeah, and I'm sure you've spoken many times about you finding your place amongst teams. Even with where you came out of the draft and what you proved that you could do, you still had to...
I thought I could win out the job on Dominik Hasek. The guy had won, like, Vezinas and MVPs, and I'm thinking, I'll take his job. Eventually, he had to move on, but I thought...
But you were ready to prove.
That's the confidence you have.
Yeah, you were ready to prove that I could do this. I just need the opportunity. I'm not going to be this guy, but I'm going to be me at my best. So what I see for Luukkonen now is an opportunity for him to focus solely on the fact that, you know, if you want to put a title on it, he is the number one goaltender right here. And it's not his job to lose. It's his job to continue to play into. That's the mindset I would be giving him right now, is to say, look, you did figure it out. There's you and I used to, and I'm you and Brian talked about how, you know, certain goaltending tidbits here and there that you would see, and we would talk, and you would say, well, watch this and watch this, and a little bit beyond the scope of what I'd be looking for. And then you see that stuff, you go, oh, okay, I see what you're looking at. I really thought that Luukkonen adjusted very well to any, I don't know if you want to call them holes in his game. Let's talk NHL growth that had to be there as far as positional anticipation.
Yep.
Confidence is definitely one, and just kind of feeling the position. I thought he felt the position really well. And that came with repetition. Play me, play me, play me. If I stumble, let me fall. Play me, play me, play me. If I fall four or five times, and all of a sudden the coaches and everyone's sitting back, well, we don't have five games for you to figure this out. Next guy up. That's the way the game goes. So I'm very happy in that aspect that the deal's done.
There was a lot of holes in his games, and I was very skeptical the last few years. I'm like, ah, you know, he slides out of the net a lot. He's challenging in the wrong situations. He's chasing the game a lot. And sometimes that comes with confidence.
A guy named Linus Allmark used to do the same thing.
Linus used to do the same thing. I think Levi is doing that a little bit now, and that's something you got to learn. You got to go through the reps and learn when you can and when you have to back off a little bit. One thing that was interesting this last week, I was reading in The Athletic, they obviously evaluated and ranked all the goalie positions around the National Hockey League. And one thing that they mentioned about Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen is that recently, last year and this year in the offseason, I started working with this great Finnish goalie guru who is basically Sergei Bobrovsky's goalie coach, right? And and I remember when I was that age, thinking I was working with Francois Allaire. Francois Allaire was Patrick Roy's guy. Right. And then it became Jean-Sébastien Giguère's guy and Roberto Luongo's guy. And I was part of that crew. I'm like, if I want to be the best, I got to start working with the best. And I think Luukkonen now, of late, you've seen that. And this is just a summer thing. I know Mike Bills is a really good goalie coach in Buffalo. And I know during the season, you need that support. But in the off season, you're not allowed to work with the NHL coaches, right? Like there's rules. You're not allowed to be on the ice with the coaches or whatever. So you have to have your own individual skills coach. Players have that. Goalies have to have that their own individual goalie coach. And now he's made that step into, I want to work with the best back home. And that's something that he's done, which we've seen the change in his game this year because of that.
Yeah, and I think that's part of the shoulders back, chest out, as we say, body language that he has now, that he feels he's earned the opportunity. So now what do I do with it, right? And you can't, I would think of all the positions, be a little bit like a pitcher, I guess. Not so much a quarterback. I think if you've got a gun of an arm in the NFL and if you've got touch, you can walk away for 6 months, they put a football in your hand, and Josh is going to figure it out. It's not like he forgot how to do it. But you tell me if I'm wrong, for a goaltender to just walk away from the game. So the Sabres are done in April, unfortunately. I hope that never happens again for a long time.
Let's hope not.
But so you're going April, May, June, July, August, and then camp September. So let's say you sit idle for 4 months and you don't do any of whatever it is you're doing, Spider-Man moves, you know, whether it's your peripheral vision, whatever you work on. So the fact that he's taken that step, not to just do it at home in the basement and, hunt him down working out, give me a break for a couple hours, I'll be right up and then we'll go shopping, whatever you do for 4 months of an off season. But now you've dedicated that time. You know, the guy I always look to, and I guess I should do more research on it, how much Gretzky worked off off-season hockey. But for the adult generation me, it's Sidney Crosby, knowing that this guy just doesn't turn it off. He takes time for himself. But when he and McKinnon and all the guys get on ice, to your point, if you want to be a centerman in the NHL or a forward, if I was playing, I'd be calling Sid or his agent, or how do I get to his camp?
Well, like right now, the Beauty League in Minnesota is in full go, and everybody's there. Yeah. Guys that are not even in Minnesota.
But I'm looking for that one guy. There. Like you said, like you're talking about, okay, if this is Bobrovsky's goalie coach right now, and you had Allaire, you're going to, where's my best chance for success? Right? It's kind of like, are you going to buy Apple stock or a startup company, right? Like, where's my chance for success right now? You see what I did right there? A little business thing.
I don't know. I'm writing those down where I'm going to look at the stock numbers later. We're not a financial show. We're a sports show, although there's a lot of financials that get thrown around when you talk about five years, $4.75 million for Luukkonen. And one thing that I've noticed a lot over the last year is how much players love Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen, the person, right? And that's important. I always felt like we're so isolated as a goaltender because we're in practice, we're by ourselves.
Yep.
We don't have a D partner. We don't have a line mate.
And you sit over there.
We sit over there and they're like, goalies are weird, let's leave them alone.
And when you're not playing, you're sometimes sitting nowhere near your team.
Yeah, but I remember like Ryan Miller, like as you know, with the guys like Derek Roy and Thomas Vanek and Jason Pominville and Brian Campbell, and those guys were really tight. Me, it was like I was Drury and Briere and Dumont and Jochen Hecht and those guys like Jay McKee and those guys. We played cards a lot. Like I was tight. I felt like part of my job as a goalie was to be trying to get as close and in with the players as if they were my line mates, my teammates, my defense partner all the time.
Be that guy that loses every card game.
I lost a ton of card games.
And then you have a lot of friends.
Well, I was hoping they were going to make a lot of block shots and save my butt once or twice, but which they did. But Luukkonen,
we need Marty
the last
in that card
year,
game, guys. Protect them.
Yes,
tonight.
I was, and we did a little get together a few years back.
I remember that.
And I lost again at the card game. They all ganged up on me. That's the thing. But here's the thing, Luukkonen, I feel like you watch him in games. Guys are like so happy for him when he does well. They want to play for him. And now more and more and more we see on social media. He posted, you know, that guys went over to Finland and Sweden, like they all got together. They were on the ice together. He just had a post at Henry Jokiharju's, was it wedding, I think? I mean, I didn't even know Joki was getting married. And he, like, Luukkonen has Jokiharju on his shoulders and he's like making him dance around. Like, he is so well liked. And you are traveling. Look, we're showing it on MSG right now.
I hadn't seen that.
There's Luukkonen on the left. He's carrying Joki in his like shoulders and whatnot. Like, this is just, he's so well liked, and
you're
on
the road
a lot. You'll have
to do that in the offseason. He can just go jet ski now, then.
Well, yeah, he could do squats too and show how strong he is. But you're on the road much more than we are. Me and Duffer,
I love
you and
this.
Rob are on the road.
Yeah.
Have you noticed that aspect of Luukkonen, two shoulders back, that the guys love him, 100%. The guys are all with him?
100%. Well, you guys talk to him a lot on the show at the rink, too. You get those opportunities. And a lot of times for Rob and I, you know, you're getting on the bus, getting on the plane. It's, hey, how you doing? It's a walk-by kind of thing before you get to the rink. And then, you know, we give them their space and before we do our job. But I was just mentioning that before we came on the show. There has been a shoulder back, chest out approach to how he knows now he fits in with this group. But I think there was a coming in moment where he tried to find his way. We all do that in a new group. You're either a personality that comes in, probably like Razor did, and you're all in. And
he was,
you
he
let
was
everybody know.
Busting doors down when he first came in. Anyway, I wasn't there, but I would anticipate that he was like coming in. And I'm Rob Ray, and this is what I got.
Yeah, Rob Ray, two letters after that. So,
and he tested us as rookies, like when we came in. He was the one that I had to show up, and he was my military counterpart that kept yelling at me and putting the fear into me.
Nice,
right?
Yeah. It'd be like going to a rugby party and just standing back going, hi, I'm Dan.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, no, you better jump through that table as soon as you go through the door. So, you know, everyone has a different way of finding their way, and I just, as I would watch Ukko-Pekka, you were really.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
If your day sounds like,
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Rooting for him to, you know, I didn't know if he was shy or not.
Yeah.
You know, for what I did, I was probably shy towards him because I would just watch and say, once I see him fully engaged with his teammates to the best of what we're able to see, then you kind of walk over a little more. Easier for you as a former player to have that relating conversation. But you know, I was always waiting just to see that kind of shoulders back, chest out, and then, okay, now I'm coming over to have a chat because I know you got this. It's just a matter of dealing with the day-to-day ups and downs. That'll be there, more ups than downs, obviously, when you get to this point. So, no, I'm sounding like a fan. I know it, being a play-by-play guy. But I am a fan of how he's handled himself up till now, because, as you say, there were things that he needed to work on, and, you know, no blank Sherlock. He's a young goaltender. He's got to figure it out. Guys are going to figure him out. He's got to figure them out. And then I think he's done that. Anticipates, gets to spots well. He's not overplaying. And also, you know, the next thing for me probably would be, I'm not saying he's made any decisions, but decisions on how to handle the puck and when to handle it, where it should go, all those things, especially with some new players on the team. Those are things that you want to have confidence in your game. You could tell me better that, hey, when the puck's put into the corner here, I favor this way than this way. So don't ask me to backhand it to you this way.
It takes time to get to that, too.
Right, but those are things that he can't wait, right? I mean, to me, the first 10 games this season, we say it every year, but to me, the first 10 games this season, they're not everything. But I sure like 7-3 better than I like 3-7 in trying to convince everybody that we're going to be okay here.
Yeah, and you want to start 2-0 with those two games in Prague and Czechia, and it's New Jersey, who's trying to get off to a hot start again with Travis Green as their coach, and Lindy behind the bench. Obviously, that's his former team, so there's going to be a lot at stake.
Both teams will be really dialed in because of what you just mentioned. I'm a big
fan. Jacob Markstrom is a new goaltender in Jersey. Again, there's a lot of difference there.
Razor and I talked to Travis Green in Vancouver. Big fan of how he sees the game. I think he just needs the right opportunity as he'll get now to continue to learn and coach.
Yep.
And in Lindy, the great thing about Lindy is you know better than anybody.
Actually, Sheldon Keefe in New Jersey, not Travis Green. Wait, he's going to Ottawa. My bad, Ottawa. I led you in the wrong way. Sheldon Keefe in New Jersey.
Well, Sheldon Keefe's, he's walking around with his chest out. I mean, you know, he'd probably love to have doubters doubting him, and look at the roster he's got there. Mm-hmm. So, and then Lindy here, the more I think about it, I mean, I'm excited too. I've never called a game with Lindy back at the bench in Buffalo.
Yeah, that's right.
I mean, when I got here, I thought I had, but I guess I got here in the Ron Rolston when Lindy was first moved on, and then Ron was interim, right? And then Ron took over full-time. So it was somewhere in that aspect. But
those years are a little blurry to me because it was right after retirement. And for myself, and I was like kind of in between doing what I'm doing now or not. But I think it'll be –
well, the first game
you have binoculars on the press box, right?
Yeah.
Like, you're going to have to look at Lindy on the bench with your binoculars a few times because
– come on now.
Maybe that's my problem now. But usually you can tell by the tone of his skin. If it's nice and golden, it's fine. If it becomes red, you know that he's becoming really heated.
Well,
here's
the good news. I don't know if you're trying to get me to break here, but the good news is
a couple minutes.
Good news is Razor's between the benches at home.
Oh yeah,
and nobody knows Lindy probably as well as Razor, right? I mean, a lot of guys do, but if anyone's going to know, I'm sure Rob will speak up and say, I tell you what's going to happen next shift, Dan.
Yeah, no, let me see who's jumping over the boards.
He'll be
right
doing
now.
The Tony Romo before it even happens, because he's seen it, been there, and lived it just on Lindy's energy. But here's the thing. I'm anticipating almost not hearing myself when they introduce Lindy. And same for you and Brian at the rink. When they introduce Lindy back at the bench, the place is going to go absolute crazy.
Yep.
I have another scenario in play I put out there for fun. And I'm not making up the lineup, but if I was going to sell tickets, Lindy, the building goes crazy. Gilbert, the hometown guy, comes back. He drops the gloves on the first shift, and you've got a sold-out building going absolutely crazy. I mean, just 2 minutes into the game. No pressure on Mr.
No
Gilbert
pressure. And that will lead us to a good conversation after the breakdown, because we've kind of talked about Luukkonen and goaltending, but we want to talk about forwards. Since it is Bill's training camp, it kind of makes me think about Sabres training camp and what are those holes and where does everybody slot at forward and on D. You mentioned Dennis Gilbert. Right now, there's the top six with the Sabres, and there's Jacob Bryson, there's Gilbert. There's a competition there on the back end, so we'll talk about it. You mentioned Rob Ray. It's probably the first time it's ever happened in sports that
someone's mentioned Rob Ray.
Well, no, Rob Ray was between the benches when Lindy was coaching,
yes,
And then we're like 4 or 5 coaches later, and Robbery's still between the benches when Lindy's coming back. So that is interesting. It'll be fun. First segment, 20-some minutes, went like this so fast. Dan Dunleavy in studio. I'm Marty Biron. This is Sabres Live. We'll take a quick break here. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit about forwards, defense, and camp.
It'll be a better segment is what you're saying. Basically, you just said that, right?
Nah, every segment is better than the last one. Every segment is better than the last one. We'll talk a little Olympics because I want to pick Dan Dunleavy's brain when it comes to soccer and Spygate and Dronegate or whatever's happening.
How much Olympics I've watched so far?
I know, but you've been involved in Canada soccer and everything.
I've been to games. For some reason, I'm not dialed into these yet.
Okay, well, we'll talk a little bit about it because I'm passionate about it. So we'll be right back here on Sabres Live, WGR 550 and MSG.
We're back with more of Sabres Live. Presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Welcome back to Sabres Live here. Beautiful Monday in July. And because I don't have my earpiece in and I couldn't hear producer Jeff telling me, hey, we got quarter season plans. You have to do this before the break. I said, we'll do it after the break. So yes, quarter season plans are available right now. Pick your plan and choose from 3 game plans, the weekends, weekday, and all-star plan, which features marquee matchups and opponents. Prices are as low as $26 per seat per game. Go to sabres.com/partial to get some of the details, and maybe you get your quarter season plans. That's a great way to just, you know, maybe you want to come to some games. You don't want to come to all 41s of them. Well, there's 40 of them now because one is going to be in Europe, but still. You know, so that gives you 10 games.
I'm not making this up. A lot of folks who approach you in the summer and say you're looking forward to the season. Obviously, after the season before last season, there was the, you know,
buzz.
The buzz and the playoff discussion and everything else. So it was all in. This year, I'm finding, and happily so, actually, a lot of people saying, I think I'm going to do the quarter plan.
Yep.
I'm going to get a spot of games here. So that's nice. So I like that.
Some people like to do the weekend games, and I know a lot of people like the weekday games, like a Tuesday night game. They love it just because, you know, often weekends are busy. You got kids' activities, but on Tuesday night, you're just saying, hey, kids, stay home, do your homework. Mom and I, or me and my buddies are going to a game.
We had a brainstorming meeting with maybe one or two brains in the room recently.
I wasn't there.
At the offices. You were... That's what I'm saying. Only one or two brains are in the room about what we should do. It was a broadcast discussion.
Yes. But
I'd be interested at some point. You and I are on tomorrow. Maybe if people want to tweet us what they would like to do with any special themes for weekend games that they haven't heard of. But I really love the Kids Day theme that we have at the rink because I just think the sound and the buzz and the energy is, first of all, so genuine and innocent and what I kind of align myself with, because as you know, I mean, I marvel sometimes at all the diving into the stats and everything that you guys do on your end of things. And it's fantastic to help you learn about consistencies that a player will have, tendencies that a player will have.
Gives you answers
I'm
sometimes.
I'm still the 5-year-old kid that says, I just want the team to play really good tonight. And actually, for the job that I do, that's all I, you know, I don't care if somebody has the puck on their stick for a minute five. If that minute five gives me a wow moment that I can call, then that's great. So that's kind of how I see the game.
Or the kid's going to warm up and sit and look at the glass just to get a glimpse of Ukko Pekka Luukkonen and his equipment. And like, I was that guy. I used to go watch Mike Liut with the Hartford Whalers when they come to Quebec City. My dad worked a company, construction company, and they had season's tickets, but nobody wanted the Hartford Whalers game. So he got most of the Whalers game. Everybody wanted Buffalo, Boston, Montreal, Rangers, Philly, whatever, right? But nobody wanted Hartford. We got a lot of Hartford.
And now everybody wants Hartford back in the league somehow.
Yeah, well, we went to a lot of Hartford games, and I would go right below and watch Mike Liut, and I'd be like, oh, look at him as a goalie, right? That's what kids do. There's an energy a half hour before the game, 45 minutes before the game when they do it. But that's a great idea.
Like
tomorrow,
let's
have that conversation.
Like a college game day.
Atmosphere.
You get a college band in the stands somehow, somewhere, just doing...
I like we have live music.
Like,
and
even
that's when you take your breaks, usually during the intermission.
Yeah.
But live music in the intermission is great. I've loved that. A lot of things that are happening that are fun at the arena. New scoreboard this year. That's going to be really cool for the fan base. So I know it's going up soon now. So that's one more thing. But tomorrow let's put a tweet out in the morning, a post out social media.
What kind of special themes do you
want? What do they like? Like, that would
be
great.
What do you want to see? Yeah.
Well, one of our social media post today was training camp battles, right? What do you expect in training camp? What are your big storyline in training camp? I look at the group of fours, Dan.
Okay.
Okay. So my top six was basically Thompson and Tuck with a hole on the left side, Paterka, Cousins, and Quinn, right? So there's five out of six. Who do you think grabs that top left winger spot? And maybe that's Paterka, and then that opens up a spot on the second line. But I'm just saying, five of the six spots in the top six are filled, in my opinion.
Right.
Who grabs that last spot?
Well, to answer your first question, for what I know and have seen of Paterka's game and what I think that top line would continue to need, which is the need for speed, Paterka, for me, I wouldn't even hesitate. I'm not the coach. I'm not the general manager. But I would have Paterka up in that top.
With Thompson and Tuck.
With Thompson and Tuck. Okay. I think I wouldn't leave any doubt or worry about we need to spread this out. Especially to start the year like we talked about.
Almost 30 goals last year for J.J. Paterka. Yeah, he can score.
And again, you know, it's obviously he's going to get used to what Lindy wants out of him as far as complete aspects of his game. We all know that he's fast. I often said last year, because I haven't gotten to know J.J. super well. I know enough of him without saying we don't know anything about our guys. But, you know, there's some times where you just, again, we tend to leave guys alone to do their job. But what I do know and like about him is his straight line speed when he gets at anything. So right there, we're watching highlights, attacking a puck in the scoring zone and then sticking around the net and jamming in a rebound. I think the latter part of that comment is what you want to see from
tenacity,
a guy
learning. I think, is big.
Yeah, so don't give up on the play, right? I mean, Rob talks about it all the time, so do you. A lot of guys will just skate around the net. We're watching a highlight where JJ takes the shot from the slot for radio fans, comes around the post and just kind of taps it in because the puck lay there behind the goalie. A lot of guys would just skate by it. They wouldn't even know it's there.
Curl right instead of curling left.
Yeah, so great to see that. So I often said last year, and I don't know, this might be so far wrong, but when you see a young player, you wonder from our position, does he realize how good he can be? Like, does he? A lot of it right now.
It's overwhelming because they're in the NHL, but you are a stud. You can be like dominating.
Yeah, when you were young coming into the game, you knew you were good, but there's just a point where in this particular instant, let's look at Casey Mittelstadt. He comes in with all this fanfare about a great shot, and he came in with fanfare that was somewhat deserved for the level of hockey he came from, right? It was a bit rushed in the minds of many to get to where he wound up, but boy, where he got himself to by the end of his time here was at a place where the perfect world was that was here 4 or 5 years ago, and you were ready to do that.
I got Bo Byram out of it, so I'm excited about it. So that's good.
I mean for player progression. And I know I'm staying on JJ longer, and I forgive me for your question.
No, that's good.
For JJ, it is. Yeah, I'd often sit back and if I knew better, and if it's not my place, first of all, to say, I don't. From what I see, I don't know if you know how good you can really be at this game. And here's the good news. We all want to rush things for young players, and especially now, right? As soon as you see them on Twitter, Instagram, from the age they're 15, 16,
World
17,
juniors,
18, you're rushing them to greatness.
College.
Yeah. And that greatness for most people takes 4 or 5 years to get there. Not everyone's a Crosby, a Lemieux, and all this. So for me, J.J. Paterka, I think, can skate with or outskate anybody. I think he's built like an ox when it comes to if you need to be physical. I'm not saying you go looking for anything, but just, you know, maybe you could work on the tree trunks a bit and make sure that you are like Sidney, try to knock him off a puck, make it hard that way, protect the puck, shoot the puck, get there with speed. And then with Lindy, obviously I don't want to coach for Lindy, but he's probably going to make sure that you also have a commitment to skating back towards your own net and breaking up the plays to create
offense. He'll definitely learn a lot with Lindy Ruff as the structure
and
of the game.
And hopefully he welcomes that and knows he needs it.
I'm sure he's not a young player anymore. He's got experience now. And like I said, almost got to 30 goals last year, was on pace and played really well. Okay, So you're saying Paterka, Thompson, Tuck is a unit. You're saying Cousins and Quinn, and now there's a hole. I'll give you three players' names, maybe four, and
you
tell me who
I've
you like.
I've talked too much.
So Jason Zucker, Jiří Kulik, Zach Benson, Peyton Krebs, right? Like you're saying, okay, like out of these guys, who do you see then being and earning a spot in the top six in training camp?
I think Zach Benson's smart enough to do it. I'll be interested to see what his offseason was all about as far as strengthening.
Yeah.
I'm not saying he was weak. I just mean continue to grow. Like, what's he going to look like this year?
Yeah.
I know statistically throughout his career, he has had that, what you want to see, I call it a ladder of the numbers just keep going up every year. Now, that was the first year and a pretty unique year for an NHL rookie at his age.
18 years old in the NHL.
So,
it could be Konstantelainas this year. Like, it was Zach Benson last year, and now
100%.
It could be Konstantelainas.
But it's part of his story. The story has started to be written here for Zach Benson. Everything I saw from Zach Benson as far as being in the right place at the right time, making good decisions with the puck, meaning you have possession, and then getting it to the front of the net to have opportunities to score. He checks every single box. The only box he doesn't check is he's going to run anybody over. So, but do you need him to do that?
No, but he can be like
Dylan Cousins
and have tenacity and not lose these one-on-one.
Well, and he does, but he's 18 years old. This guy hung around the front of the net. He ran into every tough guy on the defensive end you could come up with in the National Hockey League.
Oh,
as far as, you know, we're watching a highlight. McNabb's there. He ran into Trouba. I mean, defensemen tried to knock this kid off his game.
Sorry,
this young man.
Where he got a penalty for not doing anything. And
I
like, he was everywhere on that ice.
No, and I think there is a fire in him. He's, I don't know what the word is. There's a phrase, right? When you, I actually watched it on a show I was watching last night. Better Call Saul. Oh, Nobody. Yeah. Have you seen the movie Nobody?
No.
It's a good one.
Okay.
It's a little revenge
movie.
It's
the end of the summer.
But
anyway, Benson,
but it is
so Benson would be that guy for you.
Yeah, it's a don't judge the book by its cover when it comes to the tenacity or the fire in someone. To me, Zach Benson, I don't think I want Zach Benson on the third line right now. I think I'll put him in there for now.
Okay.
But this is a nice problem to have because Zucker is the experience I want on that line.
And he was almost 30 goals 2 years ago.
Yeah.
So you're looking at Zucker saying, hey, he can still put the puck in the net. And you did sign him to, you know, a free agent contract. So you bring him over. And I think Zucker is more in my top six.
Yeah.
But I want to see Benson in camp. Can you earn top 6 minutes? Yuri Kulik, can you earn top 6 minutes? It's going to be harder because there's already 13 forwards, I feel like, with Peyton Krebs, if and when he signs, on the roster right now. Yeah. It's going to be harder for the Roseanne and the Kulik and the Lucas Rusecks to earn a spot. But if you do well in camp, the door's open.
Well, because you could argue Benson did earn the chance last year. I mean, everything he did was to earn an opportunity to not just stay here, but, hey, everything I just showed you at 18, it's only going to get better at 19. And then, by the way, when I turn 20, which is crazy to talk about.
Yeah.
I've got 3 years in the league. Oh, my fourth year, I'll be 21.
Yeah.
And think of what I'll figure out by then. So, you know, for me, I just like the upside on number nine is.
So a year ago,
a beautiful thing.
We were at Lecom Harbor Center and I watched Zach Benson in development camp and then the prospect challenge. And I said, he has a little Pepe Lemieux in him, a little Claude Lemieux in him.
Yeah.
And, you know, Claude Lemieux, say what you want to say about him. He won, right? He won cups. He was effective. He was a good player.
Yeah.
I think
Benson
could be that pain,
every,
that
every
pain
shift,
in the neck every shift.
Every
right?
shift you're involved in the play.
Yeah.
So even, you know, a lot of I don't want to take away from your question, but with Brad Marchand being named to the Four Nations Cup early and people wondered about that. What is he, 30? He's not 36, is he?
He's getting to be mid-30s right
so
now.
So he might be because I read it recently and I thought, holy crap. He's
36, he turned 36 in May.
So, but he's still involved. He's not the same as far as speed and everything else, but he's in every play. So
he got better as he got older.
That's what I like about Zach. Everywhere he has to be, he's there.
Yeah. Well, I was going to ask you about the defense, but I think we'll take a break. But before we go to break, I want to remind everybody that Sabres Embedded is going to premiere tomorrow night, 7 p.m. on the Sabres YouTube channel. You talk about all these acquisitions, trades, signings, all of it is going to be right there, behind the scenes conversation. So watch Buffalo Sabres Embedded. Welcome to the family. It's presented by Highmark, but it's going to be at 7 p.m. Tuesday night on Sabres YouTube. Don't miss that one. I'm sure we'll talk about it on Wednesday because I'll be watching it while I'm watching the Olympics. And that's what we'll talk about. We'll save the defense conversation for tomorrow, Dan, because we'll have plenty more to talk about. But I want to talk a little Olympic minute when we return here on Sabres Live on WGR 550 and MSG.
By Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Welcome back to Sabres Live. This is the time of the day where we do you a service by telling you what's happening in the Olympics, because I watch a ton of it. It's the Olympic Minute. We only have a minute 40 left in the show, Dan. So we talked about Brad Marchand, right? But there was a guy last night, a French swimmer, Leon Marchand. It was incredible. 400 individual medley, right? So they start and they do 100 in all. When he did the breaststroke and he was coming out of the pool, the French fans were like, yeah, and he's in, and then he comes out. Hey! They were yelling awesome. Every time he took a breath. He was in and out. He was one that beat Michael Phelps' longest tenured record last year in the World Championship. He was incredible. Now, I did something, Dan, that I regret. I know Team Canada is under a lot of scrutiny with the drone gate and the coach and two assistants.
Ben Marty wore a speedo.
They got knocked 6 points, right? They got knocked 6 points, so their first win doesn't count for nothing. Yep. They needed to beat the French yesterday. Yep. They're down 1-0 after half. I'm watching the game. They score early in the second half. It's 1-1. 90th minute, it gets announced 12 more minutes of extra time. I watch 10 minutes of extra time, and with 2 minutes left, I'm like, you know what? They're not going to win.
No,
I can't
you
see
didn't.
It. And I turned it off.
No, you didn't.
I turned it off. I went to watch something else.
Oh, my goodness.
And I found out a half hour later on social media that Canada scored in the last minute to win the game 2-1. Cardinal sin. Can't believe I did that.
Oh, my goodness. I've done that with some pretty famous football games, too, that were apparently done.
Yeah. And well, I remember being. It was a big Bills comeback. And also gymnastics. Simone Biles was leading in the prelims yesterday when it comes to her, but she
Nadia
did
Nadia Comaneci,
twist her
she's
ankle.
Coming back.
She twist her ankle.
I know.
Nadia Comaneci, when she was in the opening
That was
ceremonies.
Our generation, yeah.
Yeah, that was great. Anyway, we'll talk to you tomorrow on Sabres Live. One Bills Live is next.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Welcome back to Sabres Live. This is the time of the day where we do you a service by telling you what's happening in the Olympics, because I watch a ton of it. It's the Olympic Minute. We only have a minute 40 left in the show, Dan. So we talked about Brad Marchand, right? But there was a guy last night, a French swimmer, Leon Marchand. It was incredible. 400 individual medley, right? So they start and they do 100 in all. When he did the breaststroke and he was coming out of the pool, the French fans were like, yeah, and he's in, and then he comes out. Hey! They That's were yelling awesome. Every time he took a breath. He was in and out. He was one that beat Michael Phelps' longest tenured record last year in the World Championship. He was incredible. Now, I did something, Dan, that I regret. I know Team Canada is under a lot of scrutiny with the drone gate and the coach and two assistants.
Ben Marty wore a speedo.
They got knocked 6 points, right? They got knocked 6 points, so their first win doesn't count for nothing. Yep. They needed to beat the French yesterday. Yep. They're down 1-0 after half. I'm watching the game. They score early in the second half. It's 1-1. 90th minute, it gets announced 12 more minutes of extra time. I watch 10 minutes of extra time, and with 2 minutes left, I'm like, you know what? They're not going to win.
No,
I can't
you
see
didn't.
It. And I turned it off.
No, you didn't.
I turned it off. I went to watch something else.
Oh, my goodness.
And I found out a half hour later on social media that Canada scored in the last minute to win the game 2-1. Cardinal sin. Can't believe I did that.
Oh, my goodness. I've done that with some pretty famous football games, too, that were apparently done.
Yeah.
And
well,
I remember being.
It was a big Bills comeback. And also gymnastics. Simone Biles was leading in the prelims yesterday when it comes to her, but she
Nadia
did
Nadia Comaneci,
twist her
she's
ankle.
Coming back.
She twist her ankle.
I know.
Nadia Comaneci, when she was in the in the opening
ceremony.
That was
our generation, yeah.
Yeah, that was great. Anyway, we'll talk to you tomorrow on Sabres Live. One Bills Live is next.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Northsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.